He was preaching down off of 3rd and Main as I was passing by. He was talking kind of crazy, warning us all about the end of time. So out from the crowd, I just asked him, how could God love a mess like me? Son, I'm a preacher now, but that ain't who I used to be. He said, you'll never know, you'll never know just how far love has brought me. You'll never know who I used to be. Cause I've been around and I've been down to the bottom of hell and back again. I was almost out, I was at my end, but then love stepped in. She worked downtown at the halfway house almost every day. So much time on the broken and the poor, and she just smiled at me and said, I'm not who I was before. Since the day that preacher told me about his amazing love, I was lost and alone, and the lights came on and hope set my heart free.
And memories forever seeping through. Oh, my thirst for myself left me wanting more, till I found myself face down on your shore. You said, come to the in me.
starting shortly. Hang in there.
Turn off the news when I don't like what I see.
a red light, looked out my window. I saw a carpool town that held this homeless widow. And just above that town was the face of a human. I thought to myself, God, what have I been doing? So I rolled down the window and I looked her in the eye. Oh, how many times have I just passed her by?
And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer are the the trumpets getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it. And
yeah.
John got to take a look.
Woo.
And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon on the 9th of January, 2014. Welcome. My name is Thomas Gambill. You know, when we were doing Watchman Chronicles, and before that was New World Order Fighters, and I've run across, man, some shady characters, I tell you, the past two networks, and along the way, I mean, my education has exponentially popped out. I've had people in my house that I thought were friends that did a 180 turn in a 24-hour period to take the broadcast down. Long story, really short. Fool me completely. I mean, I always thought that I could read people, right? Well, God says, really? Do you think you can, huh? Well, I'm going to show you something. Well, every instant in our lives, everything, is a learning experience getting us ready for graduation. There's always graduation. You know what graduation is in this big, big classroom? And detention center is not somewhere where you want to go. But both of them are permanent. One's heaven and one's hell. Any questions? That's where you are. This is whether you believe it or don't or whatever. It doesn't make a lick of difference what you believe. God, the Creator, created the heavens, created the universe, created the earth, created the life on it. Knew what was going to happen the day he created it, or days or whatever. But the day, you see, we try to fathom this, but you're wasting your time. Mankind does not have the mental capacity, nor the dimensional capacity to understand the supernatural world. It is not even possible for us to try to understand the world. For us to try to understand the supernatural world in its fullness. Literally, would be trying to teach an earthworm to drive a car. It'd be easier to teach a monkey how to drive a car than would be, you know. We do not have the dimensional capacity to understand the supernatural. So even today, in this modern day physics world and chemistry and biology, and someone will say, well, I had a 4.0 in my college and I have 5 degrees and all this, it doesn't make a difference. If they were to see an angel appear before them, man, they would need to go to a food line to get a box of Depends for the whole night, man, because they would not be able to have nightmares. You see, now, the supernatural in the voodoo and witchcraft, Freemasonry, when they see these supernatural events, for them now, it's becoming like, look what I can do, look what I have seen. It's nothing. Man, they've seen nothing. What they've seen is supernatural whiz-bang smoke, mirrors, and lies coming to them by Satan and the demons. It's masquerading as angels of light. Bible warns us about that. The Bible warns us. I mean, read the Bible. You don't have one in front of you. Well, I'll read it for you. And then you can read it along the way. Colossians 2:13. There you go. King James Bible. And it tells you, man, it tells you. And you being dead in your sins. What's the punishment for sins? It's death. God's not playing around. He don't give you 100 years in detention. It's permanent, man. Don't play with this. And you being dead in sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, that means being sinful in flesh, that's the tares, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. That's about Jesus Christ. He quickened these sins with him on the cross. He forgave us all our trespasses. That means we got to forgive others too. Anyway, Colossians 2:14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. That's the laws. Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. He didn't abolish them. But he, through him, his sacrifice and his life, fulfilled them. That was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Now, that doesn't say a lick, a thing about being a stake. Ain't no stake there. There ain't no tree there. It says cross. And if you do your research, you'll find that a cross was a symbol and a method of torture. Well, actually, it was a methodology of torture and punishment even before Jesus. It's not a sign of Jesus. It's not a sign of Christianity. Oh, this is way beyond what the church is teaching. And they're wrong, too. The cross is a symbol of torture and a symbol of death. That's what the cross and the X, that's what it is. An X up and down. Not my fault. And then it's really blasphemy to have Jesus on the cross, sitting on your desk, is showing Jesus is suffering. Well, I got news for you. Number one, if it's a cross without Jesus, all it is a symbol of death. Number two, if it's got Jesus on it, it's not symbolizing it. It's showing you he's dying on the cross. I got news for you. He ain't on that cross. He's in heaven, and he's coming back, too. So that, you know, a cross, what do you need a cross for? Holy Spirit's inside you, not a piece of metal or rock or stone or wood or whatever, or a pair of beads or whatever. Beads? Take your rosary beads and give them to the, I don't know, Goodwill or something, because all there are metal, plastic, and whatever else, and nothing else. God, Mary, they don't, the beads have nothing to do with nothing. Except in Hindu, it does. Ancient mystery religions. These are facts, I'm telling you. Catholic Church is lying. Hindus telling you about those beads are lying. And the Muslims that have those beads are lying. Now, to them, they're special. But you got to tell them, man, it's not special. It's linked up to Satan. That's not going to win you friends, I promise you. But it's the truth, though. I heard a story. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute. But I heard a story about one young paratrooper. I don't recall his Marine or Army, but he's jumping out of a plane, and he had lost his, when he's scuttling to the door, shuffling to the door, somehow his cross got torn off or something. And he was like screaming, I got him a cross, give him a cross, because he thought the cross was going to save him. And his partner said, I got it right here, I give it to you on the way down, or I give it to you, whatever. But the point is, the focus on the cross, he didn't realize that you take Jesus Christ as Savior, don't matter where you are, he's there with you because he's inside of you. But if you're going for a piece of metal or something your grandmother gave you, that doesn't do anything for you. It's just a piece of metal that's going to melt or rot or rust. Or it means nothing. It's your prayers going down and your spirit calling out to him. Ha, that means something. That's what it is. The woman that touched Jesus' robe in Luke, she didn't have a cross and say, well, I got this cross here and I just sit back and watch and I'll pray the cross. No, she reached out and touched his robe. And he said, stop, I felt virtue come from me because of her faith. Not some piece of metal, rosary bead, cross, or 10 buck, two rabbit's foot, or whatever. No. That means nothing. Material goods, it means nothing. Works, nothing. Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities, that's the second heaven. Principalities where the demons reside, and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. That's where he went to Sheol, or hell, or Hades, and proclaimed that he had defeated death. To their horror, they thought they had him. They didn't have him. Now, right there, it tells you, Colossians 2:15. Did Jesus Christ go to hell like the Copelands and the Joyce Myers and all these other Freemasons and Eastern Stars tell you that he was the first born-again Christian? He wasn't a first born-again Christian. He wasn't punished in hell. this Copeland and this Joyce Myers and the rest of them are dead wrong, man. Solidly and Hagee, they're dead wrong. Not an opinion, fact. He did not suffer in hell. And to support the Star of David is supporting a hexagram, a symbol of voodoo and witchcraft, and our stars and stripes. I'm sorry, but we have 50 pentagrams on this flag. Family, this is about Jesus. It's not about a country, not about a republic. It's not about my family. It's not about anybody. It's about Jesus Christ. Look up Matthew 5:33-37. Family, it's about Jesus. He's the only one that can save you. Having spoiled principalities and powers, did Jesus Christ go to hell? Oh, really? Well, let's end the discussion quickly. Colossians 2:15. We'll end the debate right quick. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphant over them in it. Okay, end the discussion. Debate over. Any questions? Okay. Well, we're supposed to have the Sabbath. Really? Seventh-day Adventists will say erroneously, horribly erroneously, that the mark of the beast is Sunday. No, it's not. They'll say the worship is on Saturday. Sabbath is on Saturday. The Catholics, because of Constantine, will say, no, it's on Sunday. Well, somebody's wrong. Yeah, I got news for you. Both of them are wrong. Colossians 2:16. Let's solve this one. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day. That's pretty clear. Or of the new moon. That's really clear. Or of the Sabbath days. Discussion over. Debate finished. Any questions? Right there it is. Colossians 2:17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. That's where Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. He didn't abolish it. No, he didn't abolish it. That means they effectively ended the fourth commandment. No, it doesn't. It means that Jesus Christ fulfilled it through him every day. Colossians 2:18. Here you go. Listen to this real carefully. Let no man beguile you of your reward, that's heaven, or in a voluntary humility. Because having voluntary humility gets you to heaven. And worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he had not seen, vainly puffed up his fleshly mind. A worshiping of angels. The sons of God of the Old Testament were fallen angels. The ascended masters of today's New Age movement are angels, fallen angels. The so-called aliens that this Stephen Greer lies about, saying they're extraterrestrials, it's not extraterrestrials. They're fallen angels. And the ones that said they were fallen angels was John Todd, Sprengmeyer, and Bill Cooper. And all three of them have something in common. One was murdered, Bill Cooper, and the other two were put in prison. One let out, not the same anymore, but Horand also. Forgot about him, didn't I? Yep. And John Todd, murdered. Horand is still in prison. He is also one. Michael Hargett still, I don't know. He talks about this also. Just find that interesting. But nevertheless, he also talks about aliens, and they're not aliens at all. They're fallen angels. Let's open the broadcast. I got started already. Lord, we thank you today for this broadcast. We thank you for the opportunity we have to have our own network, Lord. Thank you. And Lord, we thank you too, Father, first and foremost, most importantly, for Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible, that, Father, you lead us in the right way and the Holy Spirit to keep us all together, that touches our heart and gives us wisdom and discernment. We call upon you, Lord, that you'll send that Holy Spirit down here, Lord. You'll cover those that, Father, pray for the healing of this Alzheimer's, for the healing of the dementia, for healing, Father, to override these flu shots that have been given, to override the microchips in these pills, to override, Father, the devious plans that the Illuminati and the Freemasons at the highest level have instigated upon us. Lord, we pray that you'll touch their hearts to bring out whistleblowers, to speak out against what the agenda really is, to give them courage to step away no matter what, that, Father, you'll be there with them to help them along the way to expose what's really going on. Father, we pray for these preachers, these rabbis and priests, that, Father, you'll give them the courage to step away from the 501c3 churches, get away from the associations and the churches and the Freemasonry, and, Father, to renounce these blood oaths, and, Father, to start telling the truth, and, Father, to bring a balanced message to the pulpits today. Bring a balanced message about the existence of eternal hell. Bring about the existence, Father, to tell them about the love of God all in one message. That, Lord, they're not doing it today. And, Father, to open up the eyes of the congregations that they would see the truth in their own and demand the truth be told. To give people the courage to step out and for the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for those returning servicemen that's coming back in Iraq and Afghanistan, that they're being damaged because of this agenda on purpose, that, Lord, that you'll override the effects of these drugs, the effects of the microchips in their bodies and the effects of these septal implants and all these things they've got in them. The Lord, people don't know about them. We pray, Lord, you'll nullify with your supernatural power these effects that they have. And Father, to bring back, Father, in your, if your will be done, that of those that you can have miraculous healings and the dementia and Alzheimer's, that, Father, you'll bring them out of it and show the miracle that you can do, if that be your will, Lord. Or, Father, to ease their suffering. And, Father, to give courage to those families that visit and give courage to those, Father, that don't know what to do in these days and times, but give them knowledge and wisdom, discernment, and patience. Encouraged for the changes that's yet to come. And, Father, all these things we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, I guess sometimes I get kind of started. I guess I got to remind myself to maybe open up with prayer the first 5 minutes or I get started and I can't stop. I do want to make a correction. Should have had it ready before I said something. 1 second. I do want to make a correction from yesterday. I get all these organizations sometimes mixed up. NAACP, ACLU, ADL. Shoot, they all work for the same darn group of Illuminati and Freemasonry and all this. I'm not coming down to Freemasonry. I'm trying to wake them up, to let them know what they're not being told. And their highest level are lying to them. Literally, because they take a blood oath to lie. They're billed as spiritual, helping this community and all that. Yeah, they are. That's to cover up what the 33rd degrees are doing. That's exactly what it is. If you do the research, you'll find it to be true. Doctors, lawyers, police, people in the highest level, clerk courts and so forth, are Freemasons and Eastern Stars. You get the point? Because that's how they get information, is by that blood oath they take. Now, they got to realize there's something not right with that. You've got to realize this. If you don't, you better start worrying. If you can lie, cheat, and do things against rules and regulations to protect other people's background or knowing that information you're going to give is going to be used for other than good reasons, you got to know you're doing something wrong. Because you also have a duty to God to tell the truth. So they got you in kind of a bind, don't they? Don't they now? Because you've taken an oath to God not to reveal secrets. Then you have a already binding oath the day you're born to God to be truthful. Now there's a way out. That's to renounce that blood oath and get your butts out of there. Just not going to those meetings doesn't do it. You got to renounce and then you got to be delivered because your home has been indwelled with demonic entities since the day you took that blood oath and you brought them home with you. And that's a fact. It's in the Bible. It talks about this. And you're not supposed to take any blood oath whatsoever. And there's no secrets in God's kingdom. Only secrets that there is the ones that Satan has. You see. Now today I'm going to talk about a little bit, I'll cover some more later, but the general ideas about flu shots. And I'll talk a little bit about suicides. And I have some other issues I want to speak about today along those lines. I'm waiting for some people. I was waiting for some folks to come in that I knew that were local. Wanted to hear about the flu shots and what have you. That's why I'm recording these broadcasts and the Bible studies, of course, tonight, 7:30 to 9. And I'll talk some more about tonight on the Bible study, the ancient mystery religions and Christianity. We'll speak about that tonight in more detail. And really the differences between Christianity and Eastern religions in the New Age movement, because family, that's coming around. And it's coming around fast. It's kind of like sneaking up on us. Now, what I wanted to correct, I talked about in Muldrow, a place called Muldrow. They had a teenager that actually, I'm trying to find this. I mentioned that he actually threatened, didn't actually sue, but threatened to sue the school board if they didn't take down the Ten Commandments in Oklahoma. Muldrow, Oklahoma. Okay. He just threatened them. Well, what was behind him was the ACLU. I said erroneously, I said the NAACP. The ACLU are the ones that the Illuminati, that the Jesuits, have going after religious type rituals and symbols and ceremonies and so forth. The NAACP, the Illuminati, has them going after the racial issues in America. So each one of them has an assignment by the Illuminati. So NAACP is based on the racist activities to keep racism going and going and going. Okay? Because if you have racism going and going and going, with the newspaper articles, with instances that happens, all the way back to 1950s and before, then we have so much of this, you're going to want peace, aren't you? Yeah, well, they got that peace coming. It's called the New World Order. And then if you have the ACLU going after the religious aspects, take down your Ten Commandments, stop your praying here and there, that's their assignment to the Illuminati. That's how they're doing it. I got them mixed up yesterday. They tried to take down. I had a study done. I can't find it during the study I did. But right now I didn't have it ready. I just now started talking about it. How they've had statues already put up. Different statues in different places in the United States. In Florida, Kentucky, a couple other places. Leading the way for that Baphomet. I know where that's at. The Baphomet that... They have recently decided to put up or going to put up beside those Ten Commandments recently. I don't know where it's at now. And I did a study on that to try to trace it down, and I found a bunch of stuff on it, on how they've been setting this up for the longest time. And they do it step by step. They sneak up on you. So, and there it is. So the Satanic Temple unveils a 7-foot goat-headed Baphomet statue for Oklahoma Capitol. Man, they're really hitting on the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, Oklahoma. They're going to put a 7-foot goat-headed Baphomet, I talked about yesterday, and in my broadcast on the 7th, statue next to the Ten Commandments. Well, I did a little bit of research and found out there are other statues of different types that they were trying to put in different places just to lead the way for this one statue. That's how they do it. And, of course, I mentioned yesterday or the day before, that on the 7-foot goat-headed statue, you can sit on his lap, just like Santa Claus. You see? So they have done this all along. That's what the ACLU is up to. The point of the matter is, these organizations, ADL, ACLU, every single one of them, Tea Party, all of them, have a role to bring in the New World Order. Now, the people below, they don't know this. Because they find those people and want to try to change what's going on. Now, if they know it's tyranny in the government and all this, to be active, but not knowing the full scope of what they're involved in. Just keeping people busy. And while they're all busy, we sit back and say, oh, somebody's taking care of it. That's what they want to happen. While they control it. NRA, everything. And so they slow people down, make it look like they're actually helping people. Hope that made that clear as mud. But that's what's going on. It's called manufacturing consent. It's called deception. And when you start seeing through it, I went to somebody invited me when I was in Georgia. It was about 4 or 5 years ago before I was broadcasting. I was invited by somebody to say, Tom, we're having a meeting tonight. It was Golden Corral. It was Steer something buffet. I don't know what. I said, oh, okay, what is it? He said, Tea Party. I said, Tea Party. Oh, really? Yeah, you want to come? I said, sure. So I dropped by. I just kind of sat on the side. I wanted to watch. Well, had a lot of these rah, rah, rah speeches and all that stuff, patriotism and this, that, and the other, and so on and so on. And I'm listening, and I said, well, I'm just not. And the person brought me, told me, Tom, you behave now. I said, yeah, I'll behave. I'd be quiet. I won't embarrass you too much. So I said, I'll just keep my mouth shut and just watch. That didn't last long. After about 15, 20 minutes of this, I had to say something. And, oh, boy. Anyway. So I made a few comments about the Constitution, about what's really going on, and I shut up. And I couldn't stand it no more, and I started saying some more things about the Constitution and Republic. And then I started getting some people's attention. You know what they had there? Had NAACP there and ACLU in the same meeting. They were selling CDs, IDs, books, I don't know, whatever. And one of them came up to me and started asking me all kinds of questions. It got real sticky. It's all together. See, the Council of National Policy is a secretive right-wing group that plans the wars to send your young boys and girls to. Yeah, that's right. Right-wingers, Republicans, that's what it's for. The Democrat side, as evidence confirms, is here for the NAACP, the racist, the socialist, Marxist programs. That's confirmed. Help bring America to a socialist, Marxist nation. Republicans on the highest level, Council of Foreign Relations, that is the Illuminati, the Palins, Misslers, LaRouche, Oliver North, all these guys on the right wingers, LaHaye, Pat Robinson, James Dobson, Family Council Research, General Boykin, all these generals, whatever, right wingers, they believe them to be Christian, you see. And so it's like, you ever see that movie where they had dinosaurs, The Lost World or something. And it's like 1950s or something, whatever. It's what it reminds me of. You got two big monsters, and the little guys are like trying to hide under logs while these two big reptilian prehistoric beasts fight each other, you see. And so they're hiding under this tree and this rock so they won't get squished. Well, that's us. And what's on the right wing and left wing, and America on the left, the big monster, and the monster on the right is Europe, and this is two Illuminatis, and the Masons, and the Knights of Malta, etc. And over there is the same thing. And they're against each other to find out which one's going to win. In the meantime, we're hiding under doggone rocks and branches trying not to get stepped on. Because not one of them are benevolent. You see, not one of them. They're all secret societies. Well, I don't know, put your foot where your mouth is. Put your mouth where your nose is. Let's see what we got. Hey, what we got. Well, here's what happens. When a Freemason takes an oath, they assume a position with the legs that symbolizes a Masonic square and compass. And the master says to him, Mr. Jones, you're now placed in a proper position. Now, this is doctors, lawyers, police that are Freemasons, congressmen, presidents, yes, sir, Bob, yep, scientists, those they have in key positions, all go through this. Every one of them. Mr. Jones, you're placed into a proper position to take upon you the solemn oath or obligation of an entered apprentice. That's the first degree. Mason, which I assume you is neither to affect your religion or politics. That's the first lie they tell him. If you're willing to take it and repeat your name and say after me, unquote. You hear me right, unquote. He says, I quote, I, Mr. Jones, John Jones, whatever, I'm making that up, of my own free will and accord and in the presence of Almighty God, oh, and this worshipful lodge of free and accepted Masons, dedicated to God, oh, and held forth to the holy order of St. John, do hereby and hereon most solemnly and sincerely promise and swear that I will always hail, H-A-I-L, ever conceal, never reveal, any part or parts or any art or arts, point or points of the secret arts and mysteries of ancient Freemasonry, which I've received, am about to receive, or may thereafter be instructed in, to any person or persons of the known world. Unquote. Now you've got generals in the CFR that's taking this oath. And an oath even worse than this with the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. See, guys, we know about this. And the Illuminati do the same thing. And witchcraft do the same thing. Except there they really take blood. And they drink it too. They put like little drops of it in water or something. Some kind of juice. I don't know what. And they drink it. You're exchanging somebody's soul with somebody's soul. That's what rape is all about. It's power. It's also about exchanging one's power source, so to speak, with another. That's why adultery is so bad. It's not blessed by God. It has a lot to do with your source going into them. You understand what I'm saying here? And it also has a lot to do, well, somebody's not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, with your first kill of a deer or a person, whatever, is that spreading of the blood. The life is in the blood. In some cases, and really avid hunters, taking a drink of the blood of the animal. And in combat, drawn first blood is very, very significant. In law enforcement, you might go years and years and never have to pull your weapon out. But that first kill, the first life you take, some cops quit and never come back around. Some, the second one, the second death is a lot easier than the first because what happens, your soul is convicted. It's a lot easier if you have to protect your life. But even killing somebody is major. It's different shooting at some target or something. It's not shooting back or some kill house or whatever. And it's kind of fun, actually. But when you actually take a life, that Holy Spirit convicts you. So you got to justify it. You got to somehow fight it back. So you got to justify and you harden yourself. Or you just say, man, I can't deal with this. And you get out. Well, in the Marine Corps, we trained to kill. How do we do this? We give them names. Gook. some kind of name, VC, raghead. So they dehumanize the victim, or in the case of war, you dehumanize the enemy. In the case of a rapist, especially a psycho, they dehumanize the victim with certain names they use. So if the victim was actually start using counter psychology, which has been done, and make themselves a human, it kind of just messes up the ritual. Or in some cases, a lot of cases actually has happened, start witness about God, about Jesus. It's actually worked because the Holy Spirit does come down upon you. Family, this is supernatural what's going on. You understand? So when they take this blood oath, there's a lot going on in the head and the body and the soul. Now, the affirmation is very lengthy. It goes on to initiate promises not to write, print, stamp, slain, stain, or hue, or cut, carve, indent, paint, engrave any of the Masonic symbols on anything. Movable or immovable, anything like that. They got certain words that they say to each other when they don't know who the other is, a Mason or not. Were you a traveling man? They'll ask. And you got a certain answer. Yeah, I travel east to west or west to east, whatever. I say, who's your mother? How's your mother? My mother, and that's the lodge. Little secret names, handshakes, all that stuff. Because they want to make it secret. Now, the deepest secrets, like the royal secret, are never to be printed, only handed down. And every degree is a practice to keep them shut up. Every degree until they get to the 33rd degree. And only one third of 33rd degrees really know the whole royal secret. The whole royal secret is activated even in Pentagon under secret projects, by the way. Matthew 5:34 says, but I say it to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth. But let your statements be yea, yea, or nay, nay. Anything beyond this is evil. That's clear. Now, I'm just going to give you the first oath, just the first degree. Every oath has a degree. Every degree has an oath. And this is just the first one. And it gets worse as it goes along. The oath for the first degree, Freemason, no matter who it is, says the following, I quote, to all of which I do solemnly and sincerely promise and swear, without the least equivocation, mental reservation, or evasion of mind, in me whatever, binding myself under no less penalty than to have my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the roots, my body buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. So help me, they use the word G-O-D, and keep me steadfast in due performance of the same, unquote. This was circa 1983. So, well, let's see what it says in circa 1952. I solemnly swear to observe without evasion, equivocation, or mental reservation of any kind and low less penalty on a violation of any of them than that of having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the root and buried in the sand of the sea at low water mark or a cable's length from the shore where the tide regularly ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours or the more effective punishment of being branded as a willful, perjured individual void of all moral worth and totally unfit to be received in this worthful lodge or any other warranted lodge or society of men. Oh, boy, it just goes on and on. That's 1950. I'll make sure I know here. Yep, I was right, 1952. So about 40 years later, not much difference, is there? Masons, you got to get out of there, man. You got to get out. And every degree, it gets worse. And each degree, they give them a little secret here and there to keep them tied in and pulled in. Now, I'm telling you this for a reason. I'm leading up to something. Now, some of y'all know me. You know, that's like, what's this got to do with anything? Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute. (Clears throat) Because it's not difficult to ruin a man. I got from a Freemason said that there are more than 500,000 brethren under the jurisdiction of Grand Lodge. Standards have been falling for 20 or 30 years. It's very easy to enter the craft. So many men of dubious morals have joined. The secrecy and power attract people when they come to the decent leave. The numbers of people who would never have been considered for membership in the 50s are getting larger all the time. If only 5% of Freemasons abuse the craft for selfish or corrupt ends, it means that 25,000 of them, the figure is much closer to 12 or 13%. Now, this person says that Masonry is a nationwide organization of men, most walks of life, provides one of the most efficient private intelligence networks imaginable. They have endless permutations of Masonic contracts and police, magistrates, solicitors, bank managers, post office staff. That's where you get copies of men's mail. Doctors, government employees, bosses of firms, nationalized industries. You've got teachers, education, superintendents, hospital presidents. You see what's going on? Security managers. I've lost two jobs because I refused to be a Freemason. One in Guardsmark and another one in one other place. That's fact, too. Dossier of personal data can be built up on anybody real quick. When the major facts of individuals' life are known, areas of vulnerability are apparent. That's where they find your weaknesses and exploit them. Maybe in financial difficulties, you have a social vice of some kind. If you're married, you might retain a mistress or have a proclivity for visiting prostitutes or something in your past life they wish to keep buried or a guilty secret or criminal offense. Or you can get that through obtainable through Freemasons police of doubtful virtue. Some of the blemish on the character. You have a wide-range Masons network of 600,000 contracts. You can get a contract cut, a contract added. You can get fired for nothing. Many of them are disposed to do favors for one another because that's been their prime motive for joining. Get out of speeding tickets, get out of court cases. You got, I know in Winder, Georgia, two judges are actually warlocks, Freemasons. I know this for a fact. And even decent Masons could often be conned in providing information on the basis that Brother Smith needs help and this person involved. So they're by blood oath required to do it. It took an oath to God to help the other Masons. The adversary would even be sometimes described as a fellow Mason to the brother with whom their information was sought. Perhaps someone with access to bank manager, employer. The good Mason would not go the length of checking with Freemasons Hall, whether it's so or not. They're not going to ask questions. The target presented as a brotherly distress by a fellow Mason, especially a fellow lodge member, that would be enough for any upright member of the craft to help him when in fact he's hurting him. You got a long chain of Masonic contacts throughout the country. Doctors, nurses, Eastern Star, or in the Wicca, or just need of a job. I'm heading somewhere now. Solicitors are very good at it. This guy says, and you get your man involved in something legal, need not be serious. And if you have them, solicitors are past masters at causing endless delays, generating useless paperwork, ignoring instructions, running up immense bills, misleading his clients, taking decisions damaging to themselves. Masonic police can arrest false charges, plant of evidence. It's done all the time. You know, they have a laser nowadays and also can take down an aircraft easily. For a long time they can do that. And get you for indecent exposure, trafficking in drugs. Some people will never be able to work again, especially in small towns. Some people have committed suicide after experiments of that kind. Masons can bring about the situation where credit companies and banks withdraw credit facilities from individuals, clients, tradesmen. Bank can foreclose anytime they want. people can rely on the telephone for the work can be cut off for long periods. Your electric bill cut off, phone bill cut off, or phone cut off, electric cut off. Smart meters control what's inside your house. NSA can cut off your lights. Tap into your electrical circuit. Can't you now? Can't you tap in electrical circuit by putting some kind of false electrical company right in front of somebody's house? Can't you do that? I bet you can. Contracted CIA, right? Yeah, that's right. Masonic employees of local authorities can arrange for a person's drains to be inspected and extensive damage to be reported, thus burdening the person with huge repair bills. Workmen carrying out jobs can't find it. In reality, cause further damage. In regards to legal matters, a fair hearing is hard to get when a person is in ordinary circumstances and financial difficulties. So they're trying to fight a group of unprincipled Freemasons skilled in using the network. It's almost impossible because your Masonic Department of Health and Security, Social Security and Law officials can delay applications of legal aid endlessly. Employers, if they're Freemasons or not, can be given private information about a person who's been made himself an enemy of Masonry, or dismissed or consistently passed over for promotion. Masonic doctors can also be used. For some reasons, doctors seem to be the least corruptible men. Only a fighter can have the hope of beating the system, but you got to have money with you, too. Most people, fighters or not, are beaten in the end, though it's, you see, you finish up not knowing who you can trust. Oh, I can tell you about that one. Who can get no help because of your story sounds so paranoid that you're thought as a crank. You know, they do this in movies, in sitcoms, like NCIS. Like last night, sometimes when I want to get mindless, when I have too much going on, I'll watch NCIS. Or CIS or whatever. Last night they had a series on one of the full-length programs. And in this scenario, this guy gets shot that was dealing with the drones. And so when the NCIS comes to investigate, here's what they did on the show last night. They had one of the heroes, of course, and the NCIS investigators to question this one guy who had a dog and baseball cap, and he's kind of goofy. And he came up to him and said, well, so what did you see, anything at all? And he said, well, I really can't talk because they put microwaves in my head. You see, oh. And so they played it up as this guy's crazy. I said, is that something or what? You see? And they let that go on for a while to make sure that you all knew that watch this, that those that say that microwaves, voices and microwaves talking to your head, you're crazy, but actually, it's a fact. And they put this on TV, on sitcoms, and on all these programs, so the average person will see that. So when you tell them, you warn them in real life, they say, oh man, I saw that in CIS. You're crazy. That's how it's done. It's amazing. Edward Bernays? If I get around to it today or tomorrow, how they've manufactured consent is just absolutely incredible. With their own testimony, Freud was an avatar, Gestalt. That's where they got their knowledge from. Supernatural. Next week I'll talk about that, how they really do it, supernaturally, how it's done in detail. It's a little complicated, but I'll simplify it. This is the reality of what's going on. Well, they call you crazy every which way to discredit what you're saying. That's why these troops can't talk about the voices they hear in their head, which is called, look it up, family, just look it up. Voice-to-skull technology is massive. It's a fact, too. I'm talking to a lot of people about that. And I've got on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, I've got two studies. Part 1, part 2, confirms And I got additional information on that. I'll talk about today or tomorrow. I got a lot of promises today, don't I? That confirms it. You see? But they don't like it connecting those dots. But their time is coming, and there's nothing they can do about it. You know, Stephen Knight, Brotherhood, talking about the Masons. Stephen Knight, he wrote a book called The Brotherhood. While on a publisher's tour, The Brotherhood is a book which played an important role in a firestorm of criticism and censure for the craft. Notwithstanding the continued attempt by Freemasonry to suppress the Brotherhood and malign the deceased author, who was an investigative journalist for an established East End London newspaper. Now, the cause of Mr. Knight's death was listed as cerebral hemorrhage. He's 33 years old. Yeah. Anyway, so that being said, I don't have easy listening music, do I? No. No, I don't. Well, family, one thing to know is do not become overwhelmed. Because they want you to know you live in a tyrannical government. They want you to know that they have HAARP and they have earthquakes and they do this and do that and Timbuktu and all this stuff. They have all this power. They want you to be overwhelmed. Then you say, well, when you become overwhelmed, you say, well, we need to do something about it. And they'll say, we have it in hand. We'll take care of it for you. No, they don't. They're slowing it down. But see, we have it already. It's called Jesus Christ. He's called Jesus Christ. And he is the one and the only one. But you must be in tune. You must be in touch. And by coming in touch, by becoming born again, that means you got to let go of pride. Let go and gain humility. And take Jesus Christ as your Savior. And trust in him no matter what. That's the only way. You have no human being that's ever going to solve this. It is impossible for human beings to solve this. Because they're controlled through the secret societies. This is how the world, this is Satan's world. But he can't do no more than God will allow. But because of sin, because we pull away from God, God allows him more and more and more latitude. And that's exactly what the book says. It's called the falling away. And no, the falling away has not happened yet. Oh, but it is getting set up, though. That you can rest assured. You can see it in the news every day. The setup of the falling away is in store. That's for sure. But this is not the falling away yet. My own personal opinion, that's it, that's all, is that they're not ready yet to pull the carpet. They test the population to see how easy it's going to be to bring about the New World Order and Luciferian control. Well, first they got to get to the youth, to get them away from the Bible-believing, family-living baby boomers. Whole idea. They waited until the World War II vets are all died out. Then they started saying, oh, the Holocaust is a falsehood. You see how they do it? They waited till King James was dead 20 years later. Oh, he's a homosexual pedophile. You see what they do? It's consistent. So they got to wait till you baby boomers who were raised by the sovereign, family-oriented World War II veterans, 1950, up there come a baby boomer. So they got to get rid of that generation to start bringing the new age believers raised up on 4G phones and television and education that's based on a humanist manifesto. That's a fact. These are all facts, I'm telling you. Reagan's one of the worst of them. Reagan, FDR, Nixon, Carter, oh shoot, every one of them except for Lincoln, later in life, of course, McKinley, and JFK. Andrew Jackson, he was a nasty guy. He was nasty to the Indians, but he did know about the Illuminati, and they tried to kill him three times. The third time, second or third time, anyway, was two muskets, point-blank range, but one man misfired, both of them misfired. And Andrew Jackson thrashed him with a cane. But he's actually the only president in our history that actually balanced the budget, and that's the way he was almost getting ready to defeat him. And that was the purpose of the War of 1812, to put us back onto a bank cycle, because he took us off of it. Our presidents have been worth 2 cents ever since. Except Lincoln, he was also another bad guy, until toward the end of his life, he said, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm not taking the loans at 33% interest, and I'm going to publish print greenbacks, balance a budget, and that was a no-no. He wasn't supposed to do that. That's why they had him killed. And JFK, the same thing. And what about Garfield? Ah, he's just a bad guy doing the wrong things, and they didn't like him, and they took him out. It's that simple. There's more to it, but he wasn't a good guy. McKinley was. He was against the financial arrangements that were being set up in 1901. And they had to take him out. He is a good guy. JFK, the same thing. And I have to add to it, I can't just say JFK, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X. Although maybe their political agenda, religious ideas, and all that didn't match, but all four of those really were concerned about the people they were representing, honestly. The Boulay Society, Freemasons for the Blacks, focused on killing Martin Luther King with the Pentagon, and same thing with Malcolm X. The Illuminati and the Jesuits and Kennedy's own family knew that Kennedy, JFK, had to go, his brother too, because they were going against the Illuminati and the Jesuits, and they would have succeeded, actually. They had to die, according to them. I got a speech. You can listen to the speech, 19 minutes long, with JFK's own words. He's going to take them down, and boy, he would have too. But see, the President of the United States has no power of executive decision. That's a lie from the pit of hell. And that's a fact. The Jesuits, the Freemasons, control the presidency of the United States. He is president of nothing more than a corporation, and that be us. They just haven't told you all that. These lawyers and doctors and judges and whatever, that's 10 bucks too. They all know this. But they're under oath not to tell you. Aha. Well, let me put it like this. I know some family members or so that have taken that flu shot. And family members around the United States I know of, like within 3 or 4 months of it, gained dementia, Alzheimer's. One family member attached in that regard, it's clear as a bell. The other family member living in the same house is now dementia. And when I asked the question, did they take a flu shot? Yes, he or she took a flu shot. Asked somebody else about dementia, and they said, yep, they had the flu shot. I know that the flu shots killed 23 seniors. It causes abortions. Causes miscarriages. I know the HPV vaccination, doggone sure causes miscarriages. That's what it's for. HPV. And to sterilize the children. That's what it's for. That's the purpose of it. It's not about cervical cancer at all. I did a study on that, and I can provide that study if you want it. Then you make up your own mind. But you'll find it to be true. Now, along those lines, okay, 1 second here. I want to go into um, All right, one minute here. I should have this thing queued up here. I know that flu shots are also identified as being linked to nerve conditions. And this family member, when they're doing certain tests on this person that should hurt like the Dickens, it doesn't. Now, that's unusual. Highly unusual. And we didn't even flinch. So it's like, wow, I must be tough. But what's the possibilities that they don't feel this, these things that they're doing below the waist? You understand? It should cause you to flinch. It just, it does head toward the idea of it being a nervous condition. So now bear with me here just a second as I pull something up. I wanted to make sure that I got to y'all. So just bear with me just a second here. Now, I've done a study and had some other folks help me with the study as quickly as possible if the flu shot causes dementia. And we're finding that there's definitely a connection about this. Oh, bear with me just a second. I already said that once, didn't I? So, now there's an article I have from Organic Prepper that I'm having a little bit of trouble finding right now. I had queued up at one time. It's a really good article that I was sent by somebody. And, oh, there we go. And it covers it real well about it. Now, there's five reasons, according to the article. And I scanned over the article. And there we go. And it matches the other information that I've gotten about these doggone flu shots. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a theologian. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I've been overseas a lot of years and doing a lot of things over there on government contracts. I've got a history and all that. But I do a whole lot of research. And I know people I can ask for research. And I put it all together and analyze it. I am an analyst. I am an analyst. I can do that. So I make up for the specific knowledge I have and provide for you clues about what you can do for your own. But I try to summarize it. Now, the reasons that you shouldn't get it is backed up by science. And there's also that little voice of reason whispering, something just isn't right here. Know that pharmacy, pharmakia, is Greek for sorcery. That's a fact. You'll read in a lot of the propaganda that the flu shot is 60% effective. You have all kinds of places. You've got in these drugstores, whatever, free flu shots, or get your flu shot here. And the Veterans Administration, they say, well, you going to get your flu shot? No. But why? No, I won't. I don't like shots. Well, I'm not going to hurt you. They try to convince you. It should be, well, no, I don't want the flu shot. Oh, okay. Uh-uh. They try to convince you of it. You got to get it. No, I don't have to get it. But thank you anyway. It's called manufacturing consent. What happened in 2009? The Obama administration. 1,000 people died from the flu shot. No, they didn't. No, I mean, excuse me. 1,000 people died from the flu. Look it up right now. 2009. They had the flu shots designed to create a cytokine storm. You give one shot, you get a second shot. Now, at first it was three shots, but two shots. And what that did, it caused your immune system to go to battle. It's called a cytokine, C-Y-T-O-C-L-I-N-E, storm. That's to kill you. You understand? And it goes on to Illuminati agenda. I mean, it just does. The numbers are massaged to give the picture that Big Pharma, who funds the research, once presented, manufacturing consent. In actuality, the flu shot prevents the flu in only 1.5 out of 100 adults. So 1.5% means that you have 98.5% chance it won't work. Why would anyone possibly have something foreign injected in their body that's with those odds? Do you understand the fact that the CDC confirmed that 98 million Americans, it's quite a few, in 1952-53, that's the baby boomers, polio vaccine had cancer in it? Cancer is a man-made disease, a man-made condition. Cancer is man-made. It's not natural. HIV, fact, 1970s, was man-made in Fort Detrick, Maryland, under special projects. For another reason. Delivered very, very cleverly to Africa. Oh, this is documented, man. I'm not just making this up. This is not conspiracy theory. So if they had the agenda of putting cancer vaccines, man, in 98 million Americans' polio vaccine, I'd say that wouldn't preclude them from having a corrupted flu shot here, now would it? Part of the reason it's ineffective is because it's guesswork. Scientists must attempt to predict what three viruses over the 300 influenza viruses have been identified. The most prevalent during a given year. And if you get the flu shot and are then exposed to virus number 4-300, you'll have no additional immunity to those. You had a Natural News publish an article that tells how many people have been struck down in the current epidemic, received vaccinations. Clearly did not have the desired effect. 2009, 1,000 deaths didn't happen. But that was scary enough to get the flu shot. And healthcare professionals must get the shot or lose their job. Well, they make sure jobs are hard to come by. So you get your flu shot or not. How about that? Lose your job or get the flu shot? That's the purpose of it. To kill off the healthcare professionals first before they start the disease pandemic to reduce the population. You don't believe me? Write down, look up right now, today, or this afternoon, tonight, whenever you want to, in SSM 200 depopulation plan by Kissinger and Haig, Alexander Haig, another Illuminati freako. I don't like these people. I know it causes me to have to rethink. You know, I got to ask for forgiveness. I got to keep my mind about what I'm supposed to do and not hate, not dislike, not be unforgiving. But boy, I tell you, it really torques my jaw bad. These people can do this. Total evil, Alexander Haig. Total evil, Kissinger. In SSM 200, link up the depopulation plan with the Bilderberg and the Club of Rome organizations. Then, Billy Carter, the peanut farmer, should have stayed a peanut farmer, Carter, Illuminati, New World Order enthusiast, a lion Christian. He is not anywhere near being a Christian, Carter the Parter. Present former Carter, former president, whatever, look up Global 2000 as a continuation of the depopulation plan. But you get all that. Secondly, there's horrible things in the flu shot. The flu shot contains some very nasty stuff in it. It contains the virus itself. Hello. Either dead or weakened. There's a word called attenuated. I can't pronounce a doggone thing, but it's called, I had to look it up. Weakened. It's a weakened form. They say it produces antibodies for it. That's a lie. But also contains a host of other harmful toxins. And these inclusion of toxins is not speculation. You can actually read the CDC's ingredients list of the common vaccines in the United States. It talks about it. I got the list right here. Man, they got 10 times 10,000 more things in this doggone shot than Mug and Stew's got in tomato soup. It's ridiculous. Our troops get 20-some plus shots before they go overseas. And you know those shots have nanobot technology in them? They sure do. Nanobots are the silicone microchips that you can't see. Nanochips, you can't even see them, but they're in those vaccines. Now, a little information on the toxic ingredients you can find in the CDC's ingredients list. If you cross-match these toxins to the vaccine that's given in the area, you can actually request the ingredients insert before you take the vaccine or subject your child to it. 2-phenyloxynonenal is an antibacterial agent used as replacement for the preservative thimerosal, which is mercury. Mercury messes up the mind. No kidding. It's considered a very toxic material because it causes a boatload of side effects, behavioral disorders, vomiting, diarrhea, visual disturbances, the convulsions, rapid heart rate, central nervous system disorders, depression, kidney, liver, blood or disorders, and reproductive defects. Aluminum shows up in vaccines in many forms, like aluminum phosphate. The chemtrails, you got aluminum oxide in the chemtrails. They've confirmed the chemtrails. You know why they're confirming the chemtrails for you? They want you to know it's up there. They're being done. So when the fallen angels come down as saviors, they'll stop them. Or the white hats will stop them, whatever. That's why they're heroes. Heroes for what? Chemtrails. The average American will say, what do you mean by chemtrails? Well, they're letting them know. Then the average American will say, what's Illuminati? They're letting them know. You know how they're letting them know? On Jeopardy, yeah. They had a question about the Illuminati on Jeopardy. See, they want you to know. They want you to know it. So when they defeat it, you'll know that they've been defeated. The problem's over, right? No, it's just beginning. Because there's still Freemasons on it. And the Freemasons better know that because they're going to die. Because the Illuminati are going to kill them. This is their planning work. The Illuminati, Great White Brotherhood, are going to target every Freemason. It's documented. It's going to happen. You got to protect yourselves and get out of there and take Jesus Christ as your Savior and live the right life and get ready. But aluminum shows up. To name a few, it's as an adjuvant. It stimulates your immune system response to the virus and the vaccine. The problem is, aluminum is a dangerous neurotoxin. It has the ability to slip past your body's defenses into your brain, causing brain damage. Alzheimer's disease, dementia, convulsions, and coma, human-animal studies have shown that aluminum can cause nerve death. Shows up in vaccines, aluminum. Alcoa's got the Illuminati symbol on it. Sorry, but it does. Aluminum ammonium sulfate. Substance commonly added to pesticides. Cancer-causing. A beta-propasolone. Tetone. Propiolactone. There you go. It ranks high as a hazardous chemical. At least 5 federal regulatory lists. Caused lymphomas, hepatomas, after being injected in lab mice. The effect on human beings is not really known, but it's being classified as a possible human carcinogen. Here comes one of the worst. Formaldehyde, this one, is one of the worst, besides mercury. It's used as a preservative to stabilize a vaccine It's colorless, flammable, strong smelling. You know what formaldehyde is? You keep dead animals in it in your biology classes, remember? That's formaldehyde. Yeah. It's used to preserve and stabilize a vaccine. You got to be kidding me. It's used in the industry to manufacture building materials, produce many household products. Plus, it's also used to embalm and preserve in dead bodies. Formaldehyde is suspected to weaken the immune system, cause neurological damage, genetic DNA, metabolic acidosis, is excessive blood activity, circulatory shock, respiratory insufficiency. Man, it just goes kidney failure. Why do you want to get vaccines? Why do these people push it? Because they take a blood oath not to tell the truth about it. That's why. Or they just don't know. Most of them just don't know. Formalin, F-O-R-M-A-L-I-N, preserves the vaccine. It's a mixture of formaldehyde, methanol, and water. Family, I can keep going here. Gemcitabine sulfate, glutamate, MSG's in there, excites poison to your cells. It just goes and goes. Oh, goodness gracious. I can't even, I'll be here all afternoon. Thermosol, streptocyan, it's got so much garbage in this thing. And the risk of side effects. CDC warrants. And how about the HPV vaccination? Little Norman Rockwell commercials they got. Protect your little child today with the HPV vaccination. Go down today. And then at the end of the commercial, but it causes, and they go through this laundry list of things it causes, and they expect you to take it, and people still get it. Soreness, redness, swelling when the shot was given, hoarseness, sore, red itchy eyes, cough, fever, aches, headache, itchy eyes, fatigue. Moderate problems, children who get inactivated flu vaccine and pneumococcal vaccine, PCV 13, at the same time appear to be increased risk of seizures caused by fever. Severe problems, life-threatening allergic reaction from vaccines are very rare. If they do occur, it's usually within a few minutes or a few hours after the shot. In searching, this one study was done in 2011 on the CDC Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. It was found that 51 deaths were caused by the flu vaccines, along with 232 life-threatening events, 116 permanent disabilities, 739 hospitalizations, 109 prolonged hospitalizations, 4,039 emergency room visits, and 6,221 not serious reports. I'd say the family member has got dementia. Was because of this flu vaccine. And I'd warned them not to get the darn flu vaccine. And also consider Desiree Jennings, a Washington Redskins cheerleader who suffered a paralyzing nerve disorder after receiving her seasonal flu shot. You can look up her name, Desiree, D-E-S-I-R-E-E, Jennings, and what happened to her. Really messed her up. You can't trust the CDC. You can't trust the FDA. These are all part of the agenda. But you can trust Jesus Christ. You got to pray over these things. The FDA wants to be in control of all things ingested by American people. The FDA is in simply an enforcing tentacle of the big business organized crime syndicate that runs the United States and Europe and Scandinavia and Australia and every single country on the face of this world. It's not just the United States at all. And we're not Babylon. Nathan Leo better get it right. We're not Babylon by no stretch of imagination. That is impossible. You see. Family, pray. Trust in the Lord thy God. It's coming down to that. This is the remedy. I can go on and on about this. I could do a whole 2 hours on this, actually, or more than that, of how they have this control. This family, Satan is prince of this world. You see, you got to understand that. These are facts, not opinion. Now, I've got other articles here that I found and other people found. The flu shot, swine flu vaccine linked to nerve conditioning, and flu shots and Alzheimer's disease, and vitamins offer hope for Alzheimer's. Some of these rest homes and all won't let you bring stuff in. So if you do, you got to sneak it in. Dr. Fudenberg talks about a flu shot and Alzheimer's and dementia. In one article from, well, Rince is controlled opposition, but he has good articles still. You have to kind of weed through it. Take a flu shot. The vaccine, according to this article, quote, contains formaldehyde, a known cancer-causing agent. It also contains preservative thimerosal, it confirms, a derivative of mercury, known as a neurotoxin linked to brain damage and autoimmune diseases. Aluminum is another flu vaccine ingredient. It's also a toxic heavy metal that's been associated with the increase in incidence of Alzheimer's disease. There you go. Another article I read to you. The influenza epidemic had hit North American continent so strongly in January 2000 was the worst in 5 years. Well, the chemtrail spread the disease today. Of interest is the fact that a large percentage of the elderly that contacted the flu did so despite having had their flu shots. One nursing home in Toronto, Canada, recorded 32 cases of the flu. Of those who became ill, 31 had been vaccinated against the flu the month before. And according to Hugh Fundenberg, medical doctor, Fundenberg, MD, the world's leading immunogenologist and the 13th most quoted biologist of our time, nearly 850 papers in peer-reviewed journals. If an individual has had 5 consecutive flu shots between 1970 and 1980, the years of the study, his or her chance of developing Alzheimer's is 10 times greater than if they had 1, 2 or more, or no shots. When asked why Dr. Fundenberg stated that it was due to mercury and aluminum buildup that is in every flu shot, than almost all childhood shots. The gradual mercury and aluminum buildup in the brain causes cognitive dysfunction. Alzheimer's now expected to quadruple. And you're asking, what in the world are you talking about? Why are they doing this? I got 10 reasons why flu shots are more dangerous than the flu. Here's 10 reasons. I could go over those, but I think I've made my point. Do I have anybody's attention? Or y'all go just run away. You can run away if you want to. But it's not going to change the facts. It's not going to change this agenda. Because this is a supernatural war that we're in. This is the bottom line. And you can believe this. You can believe that. But the belief, don't change it. the facts. All vaccines called dementia, cause dementia. They're loaded with thimerosal, mercury, and aluminum. And if a person takes a flu shot, is there any way to detox or curtail the effects of a flu shot? Once and all you can do is sort of wait it out, but you can chelate it to reduce its effect, but a person will usually feel like crap for a few weeks. It's not just the flu shots. I got a list of stuff here I got to go over. I can't do it right now. Vitamins is important to take. Sneak them in there if you have to. But family, pray. Pray. What they're planning on doing at some time, I don't know when it's going to happen, they're going to have what's called disclosure. Disclosure is when they're going to announce to the world publicly, to those sleepy publics, that there's alien race out there, and there's ascended masters, and the Book of Enoch, which is a bunch of junk. It tells 80% truth and 20% junk. Book of Enoch will take the lead over the King James Bible, because you'll see those aliens. They're not aliens. They're fallen angels and they're demons. There are no good ones. They're all bad. Every single one of them. The ones that appear good. We got rid of the chemtrails. We defeated the Illuminati. We defeated the reptilians. Oh, well, that's nonsense. People are going to go, hooray, hooray. Well, it's going to be a lie. Only Jesus. You see, is going to do it. And I've been studying this for years and years now, and I learn something new every single day. It's just mind-boggling. And when I think I've got a hand on it, I learned something new that I didn't know. Every single time. Well, family, I am going to actually try to establish, some kind of a chat box. I'm still working on this website. I want to remind you, I got to teach myself. I want to remind you that we're broadcasted up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, highpointradio.net, on a random basis. Our broadcasts and Bible studies are brought out. And John Kirkler, John, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler, highpointradio@yahoo.com. His website is highpointradio.net. He has a list of sponsors there. You can check his website out and support the sponsors, support his network. We also are played occasionally, what they call simulcast, and randomly also in the KBLU radio, KBLU, KBLU radio at Blue Raven Network also. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. I'm going to go over the ancient mystery religions. And family, all this is connected. Everything is connected. The Masons, the flu shots, the ancient mystery religions, all this is connected together. That's the point. And what we're seeing here are the children today, their parents, their children then, of course, are looking at the Bible as history. No. The Bible is current and the Bible is future. Remember that. That's what it is. It's not past history. Man, it's future. That's something that people ain't getting. They're not understanding that. Reasons for suicides, depression. The FDA approved sales of pills with the RFID microchip in it. August 26, 2012. Whoop, there you go. And I got a picture right here. Shall I say it again? FDA approves sale of pills with the RFID microchip. Okay? 7,800 veterans sue CIA, DOD, Army for experimentation, including septal implants, to control their will and human behavior. I'd say 7,800 lawsuits of veterans. That's pretty credible. That's a long report, too. Coming soon, January the 7th. Oh, my, that was 2 days ago. Well, imagine that. Coming soon on demand, nano vaccines funded by Bill Gates. According to press release recently posted by the University of Washington, a new type of vaccine, new type, what a liar, may soon be created that will allow for its immediate creation and application. The new vaccine will be formed by using nanoparticles created from genetically engineered proteins. What a liar. They've been doing this for 20 doggone years. See how they do it? That's how they do it. They've come out with a report to the public of something they've been doing for over 10 years. They tell you it's going to help you. It's designed to kill you. Bill Gates is a murderer, just like all the rest of them are. You see? Doesn't he belong on computers? What's he doing funding this kind of work? Anybody ask that question? Could it be part of the NSSM 200 and Global 2000 plan by Carter? Linked up to the Club of Rome depopulation plan? I bet you. Well, look at here. The Army yanks a voice-to-skull device site. Tells you how. Voice to Skull goes back to 1974. I've talked about this many times, about the study done by Dr. Ralph Schwetzebel out of Harvard about implanting a device in the body to homosexuals in prison in 1973. Study, I got a copy of the study. It's a slam dunk. Coercive behavior modification techniques of offenders to control their behavior and deliver an electrical shock to their body anywhere in the world. In 1973, the Army's very strange webpage on Voice to Skull weaponry was removed. I got a copy of it. I kept a copy. And even John Lennon, remember he was shot on insanity? Quote, "Our society is run by insane people for insane objectives. I think we're being run by maniacs for manacle ends, and I think I'm liable to be put away as insane for expressing that." That's what insane's about it. A voice-to-skull device is a weapon used for transmitting voices with low or high frequencies. Voices can be for commands, harassments, attack that may look like its own voice, your own voice. Voice-to-skull can also be used to induce, manipulate dreams, or to deprive the targeted individual sleep. I got the patents. I got the microwave. This goes along with that program I saw last night where they said this guy was one of the witnesses in this NCIS program. He's kind of talked to as he's crazy. So when you watch the program, you're like, oh, yeah. And you bring it up to somebody else and say, oh, you're crazy. This is how it works. It sounds crazy, don't it? It's called radiation harassment technology, voice-to-skull technology. I mean, it's right here, slam dunk. I got like 30 effects of it. Oh, goodness gracious. HARP is part of this, by the way. Well, here, May 13th, 2012, U.S. military developing RFID microchip implants for soldiers. The light's not going to get no greener. You got to go when the light turns red. Soldiers are going to receive implantable microchips. Right here it is. I got the report called Nanosensors by DARPA, D-A-R-P-A. And it shows you what one looks like. family. You Masons out there, man, what are you doing? You think you're going to win? You ain't going to win. It's impossible. The book is coming true. It's going by the book. Exactly. I got 10 minutes to go in this final segment. And I'll talk tomorrow. And those that keep watching me, sometimes I get too ambitious. So much stuff I want to tell people, but I get a little ambitious. I'm sorry, but sometimes I do. But people tell me, Tom, you forgot to talk about something. I want to talk tomorrow about the Christian view of suicide and what suicide entails. I had a family member, we'll say very recently, was going through a traumatic event of the other family member in dementia and was having a really hard time dealing with it. And I know this family member, well, obviously a family member, anyway. And I just had an inclination last night and this morning strong about the thought of suicide. I don't know why, but I visited the person. And I said, you know what I'm going to talk about today? I said, what? I said, I'm going to talk about suicide. I said, how'd you know? I said, know what? Always play dumb. Know what? That crossed my mind yesterday. I said, really? See, the Holy Spirit talks to you. It's not you. It's the Holy Spirit talking to you. Give all the credit to the Holy Spirit. I mean 100%. We as human beings are nothing. But we're loved so much, though, because God sees our future in heaven. Right now, you're struggling, man, because we're human. So Satan does a lot of supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors, and it's like you go into the Amazon jungle with a camera, DVD, and they've never seen one of those things. They look, oh, what's that? Or you show them a flashlight. Oh, what's that? Well, it's the same thing. Supernatural to people today would blow them away. You show that to Freemasons, they're going to go crazy. They can control that. But it's not them at all. They're being lured into a lie. You see? And this is what's going on. And people's having a hard time dealing with this. Holy Spirit will talk to you. Don't run away from him. But I want to talk tomorrow about the Christian view of suicide. Because, family, there are 22 suicides per day. I said per day. Maybe it drops to 15 to 22. Highest number on the average per day. 22 suicides of our military personnel. They want them dead. Not to come back to say what they saw. Not to be able to restrain the European military. Chinese military is already here today. Thanks to our presidents and our CIA who works for the Vatican. I know this is radical for some people to take, but it's a fact. Because the reality is, as evidence shows, that there's a worldwide conspiracy that in fact is orchestrated by a tribe of genetically related individuals. And this includes many of the very wealthy, politically powerful, and corporate elite of the world, as well as members of the so-called black nobility of Europe. Queen Elizabeth, Beatrix, every single one of them, and all these countries of kings and queens are of the evil, most evil you can imagine. And their own government, pretending like Buchanan's a high priest of the Luciferian order. Madonna is a high priestess. Most of the president's wives are of the most evil you can imagine. Fact, Mary Todd Bush's every doggone one of them are into the Illuminati. Or into the bloodline. some of the tribe of Dan, the 13th tribe that linked up with Satan. I'll tell you like it is. Their goal is to create a one-world government, stripped of all nationalistic and regional boundaries, that's obedient to their agenda. And their intention is to effect complete control over every human being on the face of this planet and reduce the world's population by problem, reaction, solution. Family, they are going to fail, but as the Bible says, there's going to be tribulations. There's going to be a prosperity period. There's going to be a period of hooray, and just like in 1921. Oh, that's what they do. They placate the American public and the Europeans as well. And they work together. There is a division of which one's going to be the big top dog. That's all there is. There's no good guys in this at all. And you're probably wondering, what side are you on? I'm on none of their sides. Not a one of them. I'm on Jesus' side. I'm going to stay there too. Leaving's not an option. Well, family, I've come to the end of the program today. Tonight, 7:30, is Bible study. And all this is connected. Nothing's divided. Everything's connected to this agenda. Everything I've talked about for the past 2 hours is connected to this same agenda. I invite you to the Bible study and bring others. I got some plans. I told some folks that I'm talking to and so forth that I had plans to increase the numbers on Facebook, increase the numbers of the broadcast and so forth. But right now, y'all be patient, because the things we talk about here on this broadcast is not real popular. It's not going to be. Mankind's trying to figure out how they're going to solve it themselves. You know, freeze-dried food, get your guns, get your ammo, all that stuff. And gold, and where you're going to put it, dig it in put it in the ground, or I'm going to transfer it over to Sweden or Switzerland, or I'm going to go down to some island somewhere and live there, or some cave, I know, get my pick-up-and-go bag, where are you going to go? That's all I'm talking about. How many people can really do that? Your bug-out bag. People wonder, what are you putting in your bug-out bag? I say, well, you can put a mirror. You can put this knife sharpener. You've got, how are you going to get your water, your food? You can a sharp knife and all this stuff. You can put in all of an Alice pack. But I said, that's all well and fine. And get you one of those of your TV, the old TV, a pistol mirror that you can make a stove out of. Oh, that's great. Yeah. But I said, whoa, hold on a minute. Hold on. I said, when you get your bug out bag and they tell you to bug out, my question is, where are you going to bug to? You going to ride a bicycle or take your car? Where are you going to get your gas at? And when you deal with those mercenaries they have in there, how's that going to work? And all you that's going out to the Castiles or up there in the Castiles or whatever, are you going out to Ozarks or all this stuff and you're pioneering again and all this plans you got? Okay, what you're not taking into account are the mercenary groups they're going to unleash. You're not thinking about that. Then you think about Rambo here, former SEAL is going to take care of it. Really, you're going to run out of bullets. What are you going to do then? You got to figure these things out. There's no resupply. And they have the drones. They have the technology. They have the underground bases. Family, what's going to come down to, those of us that know already, when everybody finishes their human type of plans and all that, it's going to end, including the Illuminati, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's when they're going to go to God or punished by God. It's going to come down to that. That's a guarantee. I believe in getting a head start by becoming born again and not worrying about it. Get some food, put it away, fine. If you're going to protect your house from home invasion, go for it. That's great. I might even do that, But family, the point of the matter is, you're not going to have resupply. Point of the matter is, there's no Rambos, really. That's TV, movies. You know, so you got to be ready for when all the stuff runs out, if you even survive that. You understand? And they lose. They lose. They don't gain this world. It's impossible. They've lost it already. The deep underground military bases, all those big old tunnels they're building, it's for nothing. There's nowhere they can hide. Adam tried to hide behind a tree. They're trying to hide in a tunnel. It's not going to happen. What they don't know is when those demons are released down there, those little three-foot demons that some of y'all had dreams about with the teeth and crap going on. Yeah, buddy, that's what I'm talking about. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. When they unleash those from those caverns to come inside those tunnels, they will come in there. It's going to be a mass slaughter of human beings. And on the earth, when God takes away his protective hedge. Family, judgment is coming. These children have not died in vain. These human sacrifices by Wicca is not going to go unpunished. You can guarantee that 100% there's a punishment coming down upon these ones conducted these sacrifices, started these wars. Death will not protect them. Even if they die, they will be judged horribly. And when they die, their soul will be in torment. Now, I don't wish that on anyone. I pray they wake up before this happens. But there's no escape the judgment. It's impossible. So take Jesus Christ as Savior. Don't play around with this. It's eternal. If you're doing wrong, Holy Spirit's not convicting you, and you know when you do wrong, and you're not being convicted of it, and the ends justify the means and all that nonsense, man, you better start worrying, because that means God has totally cut you off. It's called a depraved mind. It's called delusionment. Reprobate mind. You don't want God to do that to you. You don't want it. Mankind will lie. The fallen angels, all the angels, no matter what they look like, they're nothing but liars. Swedenborg confirms this in the 18th century. And they lie. And the scripture, even beyond Swedenborg, confirm it. Do not worship angels. And these are nothing more than fallen angels, all of them. Family, it's coming down to it. Well, we're at that end of the point, 6 o'clock. Family, I appreciate your attention. I probably scared the dickens out of half the people came on. We had a good crowd today, but I can't soften this up. I don't know, maybe I'm doing wrong, but I can't soften it up. This is what's going on. You got to know. And there's a remedy for it. It's supernatural. But down here, there's going to be trials and tests big time coming at you. Some of them's already happening. And I think those of you that know this, you see it increasing more than usual, especially around family members. Unusual things that like coincidences and not coincidences at all. Well, family, listen. Have faith. Trust in the Word of God and pray. Start that fasting. And be ready for anything. Some of y'all ahead of the ball game, that's good. Others, you better get around to it. Draw your big old circle. In the middle of that little old circle you draw on a piece of paper, you put a capital T-U-I-T to it. So now you got around to it, so you get with it and get there to praying. And trusting in the Lord thy God, because he's coming back at you. But in the meantime, judgment is before. Everybody else going to round and robin and figure they're going to solve it themselves and all this. And they could come up with some kind of military coup like they planned it 5 times already. Or they come up with some kind of, I don't know, plan and they say, well, death's been forgiven and we've stopped it. And they could placate the American public for another 25 years. You see, I don't believe they're ready yet because I don't think the American public is ready to accept this other stuff's coming. I think they got to go another generation, or maybe another 20 years, maybe another 10. But who knows? All they need is one major world instant, and that would solve that right quick. So you see, it doesn't matter. God is permanent. God's coming back. Jesus is coming back. No matter when it is. And it's when he allows it. Rapture? Nobody knows. Tribulation? Nobody knows. Everybody keeps saying, I do know. I've changed my position. What do you mean? Well, I used to be pre-trib, now I'm post-trib. Oh, okay, like that really matters. Well, I used to be post-trib, but I read some scripture, I'm pre-trib now. They just go back and forth, back and forth. Nobody knows. So why worry about it? That's God's business. Our business is to bring people to Jesus. Then he's going to take care of the rest. How can you take a position when you don't know when it's going to be? How's that possible? I don't understand that. Just be ready. Y'all have a great night. Because he's won at the cross already. You can too when you accept him as your Savior. So y'all see y'all tonight or tomorrow. 4 to 6. And then, yeah. And then Bible study, Saturday, 7:30 to 9. So have a great night. And God bless, because Jesus Christ is coming back. Good night.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night and God bless.